You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to our voice counterpoint program called Black on Black Crime, where today we're discussing Spelman's president versus the athletic department. But first, I need to tell you what this program is not about. And it's not about this. Okay, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider about anyone else. On that note, all right, we also have on this program Hurricane Sandra, is what Kathleen and Randy calls it, Hurricane Sandy versus the U.S. East Coast, which we're just going to kind of pretty much get updates at the end of the show, and we're going to talk about the election a little bit, and we also may get to our segment of Black or White. All right, I know Kathleen's kind of cheering for that one. So we are going to make sure that you can hang out and join us at area code 909-265-9189. That's area code 909-265-9189. Now, before we really kick off the program, you know, you can download us on iTunes. You can check us out on our webpage. You can check out us on Ask Kathleen's Network or Esprit Radio. Contact us a lot of different ways, and we have opened up the chat, so feel free to join us at any point. Okay, so just wanted to share that while before we got started. And since we're going to start off with kind of some Hurricane Katrina stuff, well, I'm saying Katrina, geez, Hurricane Sandra stuff, I guess we should give the update of it first. You know, Hurricane Sandy has claimed 110 lives across the U.S., in addition to 2 in Canada and 67 in the Caribbean. So wanted to make sure I gave those numbers. Now, if we'll bring Kai in and Finesse in when they arrive, but first we want to go to the commissioner of Black on Black Crime. Oh, I guess I should explain it again just in case this is your first time tuning in. We do this point-counterpoint program where black-on-black crime is defined by us to mean when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. So, you know, our top story today is that Spelman's president is taking away their athletic program. So I'm going to ask if that's a black-on-black crime, but we're not getting to that story yet. We're going to go bring in our commissioner of black-on-black crime, Kathleen Williams, the host of Professional Style. Hey, Kathleen, how you doing? Well, I might have caught her. She must be on mute. We do this every now and then.
I'm doing great, Jerome. How are you? You're right.
Doing,
I was like, did I have my phone on mute?
I know. You know, when I started the show, it was on mute when I started. I've had that happen one too many times already. So we won't have that happen again.
All right.
Just want to share. Okay, so give us an update, you know, being in Queens. And I saw that, you know, someone posted that at Queens Hospital that they were giving out free gas yesterday in front of the hospital. Don't know what that means. But I wanted to just see how you're doing and what's going on in your area of New York City.
Yeah, they are. They were giving out gas at the Armory, from what I understand, yesterday, free gas. I don't know if that's happening again today. Up to 10 gallons, I believe, you had to have your gas cans. So check, folks, online if you are in need of some gas. FEMA also is giving out $300 worth of food stamps to people who lost power during the storm, food replacement. I don't want to call it food stamps. Replacement for people who lost power, and most of the folks who were without power were without power for more than 3 days anyway, so your food would have gone bad. I am still without power. I'm at another friend's house doing some things for him right now. He was without power when we came by at 7 this morning, but I just had to run back over here, and he has power now, which is awesome. The Con Ed trucks were out here earlier, so that's fabulous. So at least my fingertips are just slightly numb now.
They're not as bad
as they were before. But the streets are getting back up. The gas lines, that's still, I have no answers for that right now. The gas lines are still, wrapped around blocks and so forth. But other than that, they're coming back slowly. Everybody's coming back slowly with everything. Schools are open today. Unless something special happened in a school damage or whatever. So it's getting back to normal.
Yep, and I just wanted to also report that services on key subway lines are connecting as well in Manhattan and Brooklyn under the East River. That's been restored, yet officials have warned that other waterlogged tunnels may still not be ready for rush hour. So the city officials have warned that you have to take your time, and there will be fewer trains running than normal. But the Army's water removal team, consisting of more than a dozen experts, will be using these 12 8-inch pumps and 13 6-inch pumps shipped in from New Orleans. Once the bigger pumps arrive, the MTA chairman said it won't take much time to drain the tunnels, but until then, there's going to be slow going, so... just wanted to give a quick update on what was going on in the travel in the area as well. But, okay, so on that note, I guess we'll take a quick break. I just wanted to fill in just kind of a quick update. And also, we can come back and I'll give you some more, news about what's going on in the area as far as hurricane. I named it Hurricane Sandy now. That was Ronnie's contribution, Hurricane Sandy, because
Sandra.
Sorry. Hurricane Sandra, because she's a grown-up now. We can't call that thing Sandy. So we'll do that.
It's all the way live.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do that. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. I just want to do that, give you some quick news. We'll run some Esprinet news and take a quick break, and we'll be back in a second. All right? So stay with us. Thanks for tuning in. Our calling number, again, is area code 909-265-9189. If you want to call in, if you want to hit us up in the chat room, that's cool as well. We'll be here. Kai is going to be joining us momentarily, so we'll have to we'll see her in. And so our main topic, just so that you know, our main topic today is our Spelman's president has taken away their athletic program. And let's see what that means to... kind of the women of Spelman. So I just want to make sure I kind of threw that out there. So you're listening to Black on Black Crime on ACN, on the S. Kathleen Network, and on Esprit Radio. So thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a minute.
Medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my families, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
We can't just dream about the future.
We have to wake up and vote for it.
You decide.
Does everyone matter? It might be like a little bird. hear your voice.
Let your voice be heard on November 6th.
Join us at lovevoting.org.
You decide.
You decide.
You decide.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. U.S. consumer confidence jumped to the almost five-year high in October. Separate data showed that construction spending rose and first-time jobless benefit claims dropped by 9,000. The Institute for Supply Management survey showed an expansion in manufacturing. Car maker Ford has reported losses in Europe offset by record profits in the U.S. The company said it earned a record $2.3 billion in the U.S., partly thanks to the increase in sale price. Ford said European car sales across the industry were the lowest in 20 years. It believes the problem in Europe were personal debt and government austerity. In a new online poll, Vanity Fair and 60 Minutes posed the question, if you were directing a new film of the New Testament, which actor would you cast to play Jesus? Denzel Washington was the winner, with 21% of the people preferring him. There were no other actors of color in the top 10. President Barack Obama vowed, "We will not quit," as the U.S. rebuilds after Superstorm Sandy hit the East Coast. The president put a 15-minute rule to respond to emergencies for governors, mayors, and other offices affected in the area. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. We have the commissioner on. Kai's joining us momentarily, but I just wanted to remind you, you can join in and be heard, hang out. Area code 909-265-9189. That's area code 909-265-9189. Now, with our main, well, not our main topic today, but we want to talk about Hurricane Sandra versus the East Coast of the U.S. So we're going to bring back on the Commissioner Kathleen. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing great, Jerome. I'm doing great. Getting warmer.
Uh-oh. There you go. That's what I want to hear. Getting warmer. That's all you're supposed to do. Now, in the news, I just want to say that a small earthquake rattled northern New Jersey. This morning, a couple of northern New Jersey towns that were still reeling after Hurricane Sandra, and it was a 2.0 quake that struck at 1:19 a.m. in Ringwood, is a small town that is kind of struggling to get back. They just have downed trees, and I shouldn't say just that, but downed trees and power loss from last week. Now, the trembler, which was 3 miles below ground, also shook residents in Mohawk, I think that's what it is, and Oakland, Franklin Lanes, West Milford, and Patterson. I know a bunch of folks that live in Patterson as well. Now, in total, the U.S. Geological Survey received 11 responses from people who felt the quake across 7 zip codes in New York and New Jersey. So just wanted to make sure I reported on that. But a part of this story that I wanted to talk about is all of the acts of kindness. Like, I've seen a lot of people come out, and this is not a black-on-black crime, mind you. We are doing a special because of the storm damage. It's kind of the hurricane versus the East Coast, but it's not a black-on-black crime, so I don't want to give you that impression. Our black-on-black crime main topic is coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I wanted to talk about this, some random acts of kindness. Now, the mayor of New York invited constituents into his home to charge their phones and to watch DVDs. And in the East Village, a doctor was offering free treatment, and kids were, you know, selling cookies to raise money for the relief effort. And stores, also kind of participated in trying to help each other out. Now, a woman, Emily Ellington of Staten Island, gave out 40 pizzas that she brought and came in and distributed to residents on Friday just to cope with the damage from the hurricane. And Dr. Dave Ories posted on his Tumblr, "I'm open today if I can help anyone, you know, until 6 p.m. Spread the word. Thanks." And he was on 189th East 2nd Street between, he said, between A and B. Scores of restaurants, including the Dutch in Manhattan and Lone Star Taco, served up free food for many residents who were left for 5 days without power, food, and water, or fresh water. So I just wanted to bring attention to that. And there's also been, you know, a bunch of gestures after the aftermath and aftermath. I don't know why I'm tongue-tied today, Kathleen. Facebook page has popped up. It says Hurricane Sandy Acts of Kindness. And that's been set up and given those who have received help and the opportunity to thank the people who helped them or shared services in their story. So I wanted to make sure I did that story of acts of kindness. And so I know, you know, Kathleen, you'll probably be able to explain this, of some acts of kindness that you know of as well.
Yeah, I do. There's been quite, well, listen, shout out to Stephanie Hind, who put me up. You know, my son and I both, we went over there cold, hungry, and in the dark, and she's like, "What? Come on in. Take a load off, sit down. My house is your house. Here's where everything is. Do whatever you need to do. You need to work. You need to whatever. Stay as long as you like." And people have been doing that for people all over the city, you know, right. Just taking people in and letting them stay as long as they need to keep warm. And, you know, it really has made a tremendous, it made all the difference for us. And for everyone that I've spoken to who has taken, you know, they have taken people in or been taken in, it has really let you know who your comrades are. You know, your confidants, people that are going to take care of you in a time of a storm. So those are random acts of kindness that I just want to really thank people for. You know, those who were not too proud to go and hang out at somebody's else's house, and for those who took folks in.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. One of the things that I'm always, that always goes unreported are acts of kindness. Everyone sensationalizes anything negative that happens in the world, and random acts of kindness, nobody says anything. And I want to give a shout out, speaking of acts of kindness, to the folks in the chat room who are all saying hi to you. Beautiful Butterfly and Miss Terry are saying hi to Kathleen. Kathleen's not online right now, so Kathleen can't see that. But they're all waving at
you. Hey, smiley hi, faces, everybody. And, thank you.
Smiley faces and waving. So I just want to make sure I shout those. Thanks for joining us on Black Crime. Now, I it was kind of me seeing stories of, you know, my own personal thing with seeing those stories where people are saying, oh, you know, this could possibly happen and people are going crazy here and there. It is bad, right? There's some bad situations, some things going on. So, you know, there are good people in the world. And so we have to make sure that we acknowledge that people are doing those random acts of kindness and give them shout outs. And how's Ronnie? Is she on the move yet?
She is on the move this morning. She is, she's actually at work. She's doing a perm right now.
Uh-oh, see, you know what? Hey, even in the hurricane, we
That's
get it
right.
done.
Don't get it twisted.
Or get it twisted. Like, either way.
Or get it twisted, that's right.
Yeah, you can go get it twisted.
Good one, Jerome, good one.
Tell Ryan, we have a new slogan for her business. Come get it twisted. All right. So we also have some internet comments about what's going on in New York. Someone said, and I'm not going to read their names again. Unless you give us permission to read your names, I'm not going to do it. So it says, love, 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 New Yorkers. They are one of a kind. You can kick them when they're down, but they will sure get up taller and stronger than before, is one of the comments. One says, genuine nice people in New York, wish you guys all the best. And another one, you know, in me normally doing just all the good stories, someone did write this, and this was kind of a tragic story, but it just says, it's a pity that people weren't so keen on helping Glenda Moore, and she, after her sons were torn out her arm during a storm, she knocked on some doors. Where was she? In Long Island, I think it was. And yeah, I think she was in Long Island, and she had her kids in the car seat, and she took them out and doing a storm surge or something. And I mean, they found them, but the kids passed away. So want to make sure that we acknowledge
that.
Oh, yeah.
That was in Long Island. That was a terrible situation. The mom, yeah, I saw that on the internet. So God bless her. And her husband. And the folks that didn't let her in, you know, they may just be finding out now that it wasn't, you know, maybe what they thought, somebody trying to manipulate them or harm them. You know, I don't want to immediately go on a rampage and say they were horrible people. They may not have known.
Well, and even as she was saying that, she was just asking, screaming for help for hours in a neighborhood that nobody checked on her. So, you know, on that note, I just want to, you know, say that we definitely send out our condolences. And you know, even though we're talking about random acts of kindness right now, that would have been a situation where, you know, we'd been talking about them if they would have did something good. So I just want to, you know, it was one of the comments that we had sent. So I just wanted to make sure I read them. I don't really filter everything. It's just that, you know, that was just a bit much for me. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was a bit much for everybody. I'm with you on that, Rome.
Yeah, you know, and so, but for all of those people who are, you know, putting in work, and I want to shout out Diane Dickinson, who's in Queens. She actually gave the news about the gas giveaway in front of the hospital in Queens, and some other things. She said her power just was turned back on, so. You know, I know they're probably sporadically doing it now in the city, but she just posted a note saying her power's back on. So just want to wish everyone the best. And what were you going to say?
I said, hey.
Because you know what that means. It's closer to you.
It's getting closer, baby. It's getting closer.
I can feel it. It's getting closer. So I want to remind everybody, you are listening to Black on Black Crime. You know, after we take our next break, we are going to come back and we're going to talk about our main story today. And it's a story about Spelman College. And, you know, I do want to know if this is a Black on Black Crime. And Kathleen, just because you requested it, we will do a segment of Black or White.
Yes!
you know what? And for the people who are in the chat room, beautiful butterfly, Miss Terry, if you want to call in and join our segment of Black or White, I'll let you guys challenge Kathleen, because you're probably going to knock her out, you know, on this one. No, Kathleen, you got them all right last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. No. I got one wrong.
We got one wrong? Okay. Yep. So we are definitely going to do that segment. And I just want to thank everyone for joining us, and thanks for tuning in. We are always pleased to have you join in and see how many people are tuning into the program. You're listening on ACN on Ask Kathleen Network with Kathleen and Jerome. So we're going to take a break. I guess we're going to take a break. And we'll come right back with more Black on Black Crime. But when we come back, we're going to do Black or White. Before I do that, are you doing your show this Sunday, Kathleen?
I am doing my show this Sunday.
Okay, because we did do a show, but, you know, we kind of did a show yesterday where Jerome kind of messed up. So if you go check it out in the archives and you see everyone laughing at the beginning of the show, that was just because of Jerome messing up.
No, it's cool. We're going to be on this Sunday.
We're going to be on this Sunday. Okay. Okay, yes. So tune in. Professional style. What is professional style about? I keep saying that and don't ever say that.
Professional Style is a show for professionals, and basically we talk about everything that you need to know that will upgrade your professional style, whether it's your fashion sense, your travel, your logistics, your parenting, if you're single parents, if you are married parents, whatever it is that will help you keep on that professional track and also keep your family life and your personal life on the upswing. That's what we talk about on Professional Style. And we have a little entertainment here and there, too.
Okay, and you know what? And we have to get Ronnie's rave back on Professional Style. We get to get her to make some noise, although she did Hurricane Sandra rave last night, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she's been violated on Black on Black Crime because we don't play over here. So I just want to tell you. So, you know, just in case you know, we don't play and we will, like, pull a plug. So, just so you know. All right. So you're listening to Black on Black Crime, hanging out with Kathleen. And Kai will be in soon. And we'll come back with our story of Spelman College. I'm surprised by it, so I really want to talk about it. To see, is it a crime to try to get Gabby Douglas to come to Spelman and then cut out sports? But that's just me. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Up, a short word that's a tall order. Stand up. Get up. Step up. Up demands that you rise to the challenge. Up your game. Up the ante. And if you stumble, you get back up. Then raise yourself higher than before. It's not easy. And not everyone is up to it. That is, up to up. But we are. Because we're in the business of up. Every day, Delta flies a quarter of a million people to 330 destinations worldwide while investing billions of dollars, improving everything from booking to baggage claim. We're raising the bar on flying. You could say we're upping up. And tomorrow, we will up it yet again.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with Wrap Set Mousse. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go. It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier styled hair.
When you buy a car, what are you really buying? A shiny coat of paint? A list of features? What about the strength of the steel? The integrity of its design? Or how it responds in extreme situations? The deeper you look, the more you see the real differences. And the more you understand what it means to own a Mercedes-Benz. The C-Class. The engineering of Mercedes-Benz. Starting at $33,600.
Really an incredible day. We're at A&T University. We are at the greatest homecoming on earth. That's what they say. I'm fired up about talking to all my people out here at A&T. I'm very excited to go out there and really just continue to motivate them, to continue to motivate everyone they know to get involved, to make sure that we're voting for Barack Obama, make sure that we're going in the right direction, and all the strides that we've made over these last 4 years will continue to just get greater.
President Obama won here 2008 by 5 votes per precinct. 5 votes. So what that means is that there's no one here that can say that your vote doesn't matter.
I'm excited about Barack Obama winning this election, and I am so, so crazy excited that our future is bright and endless and possible as long as we use our voices to move it forward. Go vote now!
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Go vote. All right, just wanted to put that out there for Alicia Keys. Go vote, people. Go vote. And you're listening to the Black on Black Crime. Our dialing number is area code 909-265-9189. You can join in on the program. We're sitting here with the Commissioner Kathleen. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing great, Rome. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, just hanging in there, but I'm glad you guys are doing well and the listeners are doing well. So thanks for joining in. Now, our main story is Spelman College president. Now, the historically black women's college in Atlanta has pulled the plug on its college athletics program in order to channel funding towards campus-wide health and fitness initiatives. Now, Spelman College is a liberal arts college that counts prolific African Americans such as Pulitzer Prize winning author Alice Walker, Bill Cosby's TV daughter Keisha Knight Pulliam, and got endless. I think the First Lady Michelle Obama was their keynote speaker last year at their graduation. Debbie Allen, her sister Felicia Richard, all of those guys are honorary doctrine folks at Spelman. But there's a lot of people who are Spelman alum. And there was an announcement that came this week in recognition of the overwhelming number of cases of type 2 diabetes that affects one in two students is what they're saying, while staggering statistics show four out of five African Americans in America, American women are obese. Now, the school said that it will use nearly $1 million that has been dedicated to its intercollegiate sports program, serving just 4% of the students, for campus-wide health and fitness programs benefiting all 2,100 students. Now, the president, Dr. Beverly Daniel Tatum, said, "When I was looking at the decision, I wasn't being driven by the cost as much as the benefits. With $1 million, 80 student athletes are benefiting." But the Spelman president said, should we invest in a wellness program that would touch every student's life opposed to those 80 students. Now, the Division III school has been a part of the Great South Athletic Conference in seven sports, including basketball, softball, and tennis. But Tatum said the school was sending a letter to the NCAA saying the school would be withdrawing from the conference and would no longer have an athletic program. Instead, the school plans to expand wellness programs and renovate fitness facilities. Now, Kathleen, I ask you, is that a black-on-black crime to stop student athletes from participating if they got athletic scholarships to go to Spelman just because the president wants the money diverted someplace else? Is that a bad crime?
That's awful. I mean, yeah. What fun is that? And do I think it's a black ball? You know, I'm just still appalled at the fact that they would take away the athletics program. I definitely get it. You know, let's use the money for every student instead of a few. What they don't seem to talk about, though, is what money the athletic program probably brings in and how many donations go towards right. The athletic program, but is that a black-on-black crime? So,
Well, it's because it's a historically black university that every decision that's made is affecting black students. And so I'm saying, is it the student athletes? You know how we encourage people to go to historically black colleges, but
right. Are
we turning against ourselves to devalue athletics because we find it beneficial to benefit something else?
Go ahead. No, finish your sentence.
I was just thinking that, or is it kind of not a second thought? Like, we, you know how some people think about athletics? And so you can have a little issue with that because since it's a historically black college, you wouldn't think of them just doing that to black students because they're primarily all black. They're not all black, but they're primarily all black. But is that kind of a stigma towards, you know, black folks in sports to say that we could just get rid of the sports program and take money from here?
I think so. You know, I definitely think so. And, you know, it took me a minute to really get into that. And, yeah, because we're saying a lot of times we'll say that, you know, oh, he's just a ball player and he thinks that he is going to go pro someday. All black kids do is play ball. It's no big deal. Let's just take, you know, we're not even going to pay attention to that. Let's put it towards the science department or something. It's ineffective. They're not smart anyway. All they do is athletics, so let's do something different for them. So I've heard that all too many times. Yeah, I think it is a black-on-black crime. I spent some time at an HBCU, and I spent some time at a non-primarily African-American college. Either whether the athletic programs were phenomenal or not, never was there an issue about funding the athletic programs at the white universities, and always was there an issue about funding the athletic programs at the black universities. Now, maybe that's because they have a whole lot less money, but it just seems like, you know, if you're going to just say pound for pound what about the success rate of the athletic programs, why is that always a huge discussion at the black colleges, unless you're looking at, you know, Florida A&M or some of the other schools where they have the, you know, huge programs and the teams, the marching bands and all that stuff?
Well, those guys are normally revenue-driven, though. So since some of those programs bring in money and they bring in alumni support, and it's a kind of a way of camaraderie, right, for your alumni to support the program. Come back homecoming, come back, you know what I mean? Like, that's an economic driver for many colleges. So a lot of schools won't get rid of athletics, but I think it is because they're HBCU that they're considering the athletic program as well, because they're talking about all of them. They're not just talking about a couple of them. They're withdrawing, whether it's the tennis, the basketball. And you know what's interesting enough to me is that the president of Spelman flew to London during the games to try to get Gabrielle Douglas to come to Spelman. Now, I don't know if Spelman has gymnastics, but they actually
that's a black-on-black crime, because you know that girl's career would be over.
Oh, first of all, if she would have committed and would have gave up her amateur status and went to that doggone college, and they said, oh, yeah, we're getting rid of. Now, we would be doing a different black-on-black crime.
Yeah, and I shut up because I know I was about to commit one when I was sitting there. Come on. For real.
Yeah, you just want to pull their president and just go, come on.
Because
like, Gabby Douglas's mama would have been committing to black on black crime. You'd have got her there for a scholarship.
Look, she had to leave Virginia and go all the way to where? Where was she? Idaho?
She was in Iowa.
Iowa.
Yes.
To get her adequate training. So.
Right. But I just thought that there was some irony in that to say just this summer you were trying to get them there, and now you saw this money and said, you know, no, we're not going to apply for more federal money or try to raise money for something else. We'll just take it from athletics because it's running around and it's kind of working out and all of the other stuff. I think she just pretty much devalued their athletic program. So I want, you know, oh, and if you disagree, you can call in, area code 909-265-9189. Yeah, join the program. You can hit us up in chat if you have any questions or comments on this. But I personally, I think it's a black-on-black crime.
I'm with you, Jerome.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. I thought I was going to be out here by myself on that one. It just seems strange to me.
I'm out here with you on that one, buddy.
Right. And, you know, I can see at other major universities as well, you know, how the people just pretty much try to trash athletes and say things like, well, they are not doing as much as the other students. And you have to work hard to be an athlete. You know, you don't just wake up being that good to be a college-level athlete. So, you know, and playing a sport in college just must, you know, for me to play sports in college, I remember, you know, signing all of those waivers and all this stuff for the NCAA, and you just end up having to work out. I had no social life in college. And, you know, college is social life, which is the funny thing. Because
that's what it is. You're absolutely
right. Well, our sports season started – The practice officially started in October, but we kind of started prior, right? So September, and, you know, college basketball doesn't end till March, and then school's out in May. So we're only talking 2 months out of season.
That's right.
2 full months. Right. So college athletes do kind of sacrifice, and I just think that was kind of disrespectful for her. But just even in the tone that she said she did, and she did give numbers. I'm just not going to give numbers out, but she did give numbers on how much money it costs for the programs, and we can use that money for facilities. But, again, it reminds me back in the days when people were talking about we need to get these students' test scores out, and so they took out gym, and they wanted to cut how much time the kids had for what is it called, study hall. And so now we have obesity problems, but people don't remember them cutting out athletics and programs like in their gym classes. I don't know why people. Yeah, they forget about them, and now childhood obesity is up through the roof, and they don't remember, oh, yeah, you were studying for tests, so you cut out all of those programs. They don't need them.
Right.
Right, Paul?
It infuriates me. I really am disappointed that, you know, the memory is so short about this because they cut out everything, you know, even for the younger, this young kids, the recess outside running around and good stuff and actual phys ed programs, just that basic stuff. And then the athletic programs and on and on and on, and they just keep cutting and wonder why the kids are getting fat. They put in computers, they put in smart boards, and then they also... The other thing, I know, but it is, you're absolutely right. I think it's directly related to
obesity. No. I wanted you to finish saying what you were saying.
Well, you know, the other thing is the thing that boys in particular need to move. They need to, they need to get up, move, run, and carry on, and then when they eat and get some energy out, not that girls don't, but I think boys really do, and when they can't do that, if they're not allowed to do that, they're going to do something in class or they're, you know, whatever, and then they become special needs kids. So that's one of the linkages that I see as well. So I think the whole athletic piece, I think, is really important.
Right. You know, and that's, for me, I keep thinking that. I'm like, you guys need to get on this because the athletics piece is, first of all, it's motivation, for one, and you can't take that from them and tell the whole school, well, we're going to update your facilities to work out, because colleges should have workout facilities. I think we had those. I think as students, not just because I played the sport, but you can go into, like, the gym or the workout rooms and all of that other stuff. So I don't know if that's motivation for the other students to work out because you don't have athletic programs. I just doubt that. Anyway, that's just me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why that's so outrageous to me, but it really is. So I just wanted to share
really
that.
I think it's outrageous too, Jerome. I'm right there with you on that.
Okay. So, you know, and that's good because you can't throw a flag on, or you won't throw a flag on me as long as it's not outrageous. So we're good.
Not on this one.
All right. Well, on that note, I guess we'll move topics because, you know, technically there's going to be no disagreement on that. But, you know, again, you're listening to Black on Black Crime, area code 909-265-9189. You can join in for everyone online. You can hit one on your phones if you want to participate. We'll bring it in. Just remember we do run a disclaimer with callers. I don't think – have I run the disclaimer yet? Do you remember?
No, right. You didn't run the disclaimer yet.
Okay. Keep your comments relevant and avoid profanity, vulgarity, and obscenity or you're getting booted. I'm usually – I thought I usually put that on the front of the show, but since I didn't and I missed it, fine. But we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back with more Black on Black Crime. You're on with Jerome and Kathleen. And our next topic, we're going to talk about, since we have elections coming up, this is not a Black on Black Crime as well, but we're going to talk about the elections. And I have some news or some information I want to give you before we go into tomorrow's elections. It is important that you vote. So we want to make sure that you have some good information. So hang in there with us. You're listening again to Black on Black Crime on Ask Kathleen Network. Kathleen, are you still doing okay there in Queens?
Yeah, I'm still doing okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to make sure that you're okay. All right.
Appreciate that.
Hey, it's what we do. All right. So we'll be right back after this message. Remember, you can join us, 909-265-9189, or you can hit us up in... You can send an email as well, or contact us, send a text. But we'll be right back after this message.
Protein Effect, new Special K protein cereal. With 10 grams of protein and 3 grams of fiber, finally a protein cereal to help keep you fuller longer. Willpower, what will you gain when you lose?
Seems like you guys got a little gassed
enough
out.
Already. Come on, guys. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
Yes.
Purple.
What's your favorite animal?
Sea turtle.
What's your bedtime? Do you believe in space aliens?
I love puppies.
Hash browns or home fries?
Home fries.
Do you like my dress?
Why can't you guys ask good questions like this?
For a chance to interview an NFL player, join Visa NFL Fan Offers and make your season epic.
Red Lobster's hitting the streets to tell real people about our new 15 under 15 menu.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, this looks amazing.
That's a good deal. Wow.
It's so good.
Our new mainstays, 15 entrees under $15, seafood, chicken, and more.
Oh, that tilapia with roasted vegetables.
I'm actually looking at the wood grill chicken with portobello one toss.
You're so fascinated by the prices, you keep rambling at home.
That pork chop was great.
No more fast food Fridays. We gotta go. We're gonna go to Red Lobster.
Yeah. Try our 15 under 15 menu and see food differently.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Sitting in with Jerome. Talk about myself in third person. Here with Jerome and Kathleen. Kathleen, are you with me?
I'm with you.
You with me? Okay. All right. So
no,
we're
Kirk Franklin. Then. Are you with me?
You know, I'll use some Kirk Franklin bump music next time. No, I guess I won't do that because you never know what we're talking about on Black Crime. So. I guess I shouldn't really use church music. Kirk Franklin ain't church music, is it? Is that a Black on Black Crime? Well, you can answer that later. Don't throw a flag on me. All right. You can... That was a lot of questions in one shot, right? All right. You can call in, area code 909-265-9189 if you want to join the program. You know, we have knocked out, you know, half the program already, but we want to talk about some extras, some things that's going on in the news because of, you know what tomorrow is. What's tomorrow, Kathleen?
Tomorrow's election day!
Tomorrow is election day. So
no, excuse me, I'm renaming it. Tomorrow is Vote for President Barack Obama Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Vote for Barack Obama Day. So we are very specific here on Black on Black Crime because that is not one. Don't call here and don't act like it is one. That's not a Black on Black Crime. Now, a national poll of more than 36,000 voters in 27 states forecast that President Obama will win re-election by 2% percentage points and 3.3 electoral college votes. And this number is coming from, it's billed as one of the most extensive polls ever conducted by this British-based polling company called YouVote or YouGov. It's conducted in a survey via internet between October 31st and November 3rd. And it also hit New York and California and Nevada. So it's pretty much one of the most extensive polling places. And Nate Silver's 538 blog for the New York Times put the president's percentage chance of winning at 86% now, opposed to his opponents, which is lower. That's all I want to say about that.
86%, isn't that like a B plus or A minus?
That is, it depends on where you go to school, but I'm going to go with a B plus. No, it's probably A minus because an A is
a
90,
minus,
right?
It's 4 points away from an A, yeah.
85 yeah,
would have been a B plus.
Oh, right, so he's past that. So, yep, so the percentage chance is good, but everyone has to get out and vote. And just to give you, I know we talked about this before, but just to give you some sense of some of the early voting that's taking place, because there's record numbers all over the place. Now, I like the spin on this, but, you know, the McCain people, the Romney people are saying that they surpassed McCain numbers from 2008. But surpassing McCain numbers doesn't surpass President Obama's numbers in 2008. But President Obama's numbers have surpassed his numbers in 2008. So, if you want a perspective.
That's incredible. You
it
need
really
to get some applause on that one, Rob.
Well, you know what? I should give them a big applause for that one because this, it, again, for okay, wait a minute. Let me give them some applause because that's just nuts. You have to give them big, big applause for that. And we're going to give them a big, long applause for that. We're not going to even cut it short.
That's right. Let
now,
it go.
Now, the campaign went out early and did not advertise it, did not talk about it. And it's one of the things that you do as a strategist or when you do campaigns is you never let your opponent know what you're doing so that you have the edge on them. So the Obama campaign identified people who were least likely to vote and actually got about 1.4 million people to the polls that were least likely voters, new registers, and people who very rarely vote. So the likely voter number doesn't really matter when they say it's even likely voter because now you're already surpassing the people who they thought would never vote anyway.
Which
they did
means
a great
you
job.
Add them to the likely voters, right?
The what is?
You add the people that you got in because they're not likely voters. They're, the
they're
people
not likely
that
voters.
Don't expect to vote, right?
Yeah, that's why the polls look close is because they only polled likely voters, people who voted at least in two presidential elections or three times since the last. Yeah. Or if you're black, you're not a likely voter. If you're Hispanic, you're not a likely voter either. Pretty
I'm
much, they're just.
Voter. I vote in every election, so
no,
I'm not.
So do I.
Okay.
So do I, but I'm saying you're not white. Or I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell you that. If you didn't know,
I'm not.
You're not. You're like really? You know, You know what's always funny to me? It's like that Fresh Prince thing where they did a flashback scene and Carlton, when he was a little kid, says, "I'm not white." Like, it took him as a shock because he didn't know. He's like, "I'm black. Why are you crazy? What?" I thought it was just them. So that's what it sounds like. So that's what a likely voter pool is coming from. And in addition to that, more than 780 federal observers will be out with the Department of Justice employees dispatched to 51 voting jurisdictions in 23 states for Tuesday's voting in an effort to make sure it's a clean election. The public can phone or email complaints of possible voter rights violations throughout Tuesday. The phone number is 1-800-253-3931. That's 1-800-253-3931 if you want to call in. Any irregularities, if you see something going on at the polls, if somebody harasses you at the polls, call that number. Or you can also call any number of the 94 U.S. attorneys' offices around the country, or the local FBI, or the Justice Department Public Integrity Section, which is area code 202-514-1421, if you have any problems voting. So we want to make sure we did that as a public service announcement so that you can get a chance to go out and vote. And if you're in New York State, by the way, now the New York State Board of Elections is preparing for worst-case scenarios as they release information about possible backup scenarios if the turnout is low. Now, in New York State, they're saying if the turnout is below 25% of registered voters, they are prepared to extend voting to past Tuesday evening. So they may let you vote the next 2 days. You may have two extra days to cast your ballot in New York State. In neighboring New Jersey, they announced that they're going to allow voters to email their votes if they're unable to get to polling stations. Now, New York also, you know, you just have to remember, New York's is comparing the turnout this year to previous elections, where they're usually around 60% of registered voters actually turn out to vote in New York. New York State usually has
60%.
What did you say?
Only 60%?
60, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, nationwide, we usually, I guess we turn out probably closer to 40%. Even registered people don't vote that often in this country. So you would wonder why the voter suppression stuff is going down. But we know why it's going down, because the more people vote, the more they vote Democrat.
That's
so the Republicans,
right.
Republicans want that number to stay low. So just want to make sure we get everybody up on what's going on with the elections coming up so you can have your say and make sure you are heard. In November. We're in November. So, yeah, we want to make sure that we get that done. So it looks like there's good news on the election front, but we just want to make sure that you get out and vote. And just kind of give you some updates. All right. So, Kathleen.
Yes, are you ready? I'm here.
Okay. Now, so are you familiar with what you're going to do on Election Day? I know since power's out, did they say anything locally?
They have said absolutely nothing. Really, what I want them to tell me is your lights are on.
That's it.
What am I going to do for Election Day? I actually, it's 3:00 now, and I'm in the middle of something right now. But if I could finish it before 5:00, I'm going to run over to Board of Elections and see if I can vote today. But if not, my polling place usually opens at 6:00, and I'm going to head over there about 5:30 in the morning and cast my vote for President Barack Obama. Oops, did I say that?
Yeah, I think you did. But that's not a problem. You can do that. You can do that on this show.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So, yeah, long as you get in and get out to vote, we'll make it hot. And so it'll be easy for you to, get ready for your, what is it called, the inauguration party. So get out the vote.
Inauguration party, baby. Hey!
You know, we had to throw that out because, you know, people popping bottles on that thing. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us here on Black on Black Crime. You can join us every week, every Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and you can join Kathleen on Professional Style Sundays, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on ACN, on Ask Kathleen Network. I'm Jerome. Kathleen, we're going to let you give your shout out. Give your shout out.
Hey, everybody.
Kathleen reporting live. Reporting live from the NYC, we have Kathleen. All right. There you go. Thanks for joining us, and tune in again next week. All right. Be safe, Kathleen, and get your work done.
All right. You too, Ron. Take care.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.